And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Monday morning to take a look at the marketplace. Let's start with the weather forecast. Gorgeous outside, sunny skies today, 58 for the high today. Southwest winds at 9 to 18, gusting to 29 tonight. A 40% chance of rainfall after 1 a.m. increasing clouds, a low of 37. South winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 17. And then on Tuesday, rain is likely mainly after 7 a.m. Cloudy and a high of 44. It'll be breezy out there with a west-northwest wind at 9 to 14, and that'll turn to the northwest at 20 to 25 miles an hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 33. Chance of precipitation for Tuesday during the day, that's rain, is 70%. Rain likely before 7 o'clock at night on Tuesday evening, then just a chance of snow in the area between 7 and 1 a.m. Cloudy, then a low of 22 degrees. It'll be blustery out there on Tuesday night with a north-northwest wind at 20 to 25 miles an hour. A couple of other quick things to talk about. Tuesday, we will be traveling. In fact, Kirk Kimmel, who's waiting for us on the line at the moment, will be with us on Tuesday evening. We're headed to Sherman, Illinois. That's outside of Springfield to the Farm Credit Illinois building. This one is open. I think you still can come if you'd like. They asked for RSVPs, but I'm pretty sure that they won't mind if you still show up. Gary Schnipke will be there along with Kurt Kimmel, Mike Zuzulo, Dan Zwicker in this week too. That's tomorrow night. Starts at 6:30 at the Farm Credit Illinois office in Sherman, just to the north side of Springfield. Farm Credit, Logan County Farm Bureau, and U of I Extensions, the sponsors there. And then at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, I'll be at the Lincolnland Community College building in Litchfield, with Chip Nellinger, Mike Zuzulo, and Dan Zwicker. This one sponsored by the Friends of St. Francis Hospital. It's a part of a bigger event that starts at 8:30 in the morning. If you want to come, that's fine. That'd be great. But at 10 o'clock, Chip Nellinger, Mike Zuzulo, and Dan Zwicker will be there. Both should be really good events. And then, of course, the All-Dag Outlook, just a week and a day away now. You can still get your tickets, and we will still mail them to you if you go online right now and get these done today, or call 800-898-1065. Willag.org, your $30 tickets for the all-day agricultural outlook. That'll kick off on Tuesday, not tomorrow, but the next week, with a weather forecast and look forward through the growing season by Agribulls' Eric Snodgrass. We'll have a dozen of our regular on-air analysts there, and Emerson Nafshiger, Gary Schnitke, and Brian Young will be on board to talk about the do's and don'ts of maybe trying to save some production cost in this really tight production cost year for farmers. So really busy. We'll be busy tomorrow and Wednesday, and then again next week. And Kurt Kimmel will be along with us for, well, two-thirds of it, actually more than that by the time you add up all the hours. Hey, Kurt, thanks so much for being with us this morning. I do appreciate that, and for you traveling with us, too.
Well, you're welcome, Todd. It's always enjoyable to go out and be on panels with you. You do a fantastic job, and you always have a good audience there to ask real good questions also.
Now, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night and then on Wednesday, and then, of course, the all-day ag outlook. However, the marketplace for farmers has been a tough one, really low prices. They've been hoping, really hard the last couple of months to find some kind of little rally in here to finish marketing much of the 2015 crop, and they just haven't gotten all that many options. Is there anything coming, do you suppose, as we move from this very last day of February into March?
Well, it's been a real challenge. A lot of guys have, whenever the market goes down, you always have too much crop, not enough sold. When the market goes up, you've always sold too much. But in this downdraft in here, we found that, there's quite a bit of grain out there that needs to be moved, and a lot of it has been moved. But not only 15, but we're finding there's some 14 out there still in some areas that's sort of overhanging the marketplace. So it's been quite of a challenge in here, and producers, get the market moving higher in through here, and they get ready to sell them, and it kind of turns down on them. So that's going to continue to be the trend here. As far as any real big up move, it's going to have to kind of be weather driven at this point in time as we go into the spring. As far as the southern hemisphere, there might be something there as far as a dock strike, port strike, trucker strike, but those types of moves are kind of short-lived. But the overall theme is there's ample supplies here in the U.S., there's ample supplies worldwide. In order to get some type of up move, we're just going to have to see these supplies shrink, and that's going to be driven by weather as we go into the growing season here in the Northern Hemisphere time.
We've been pretty range-bound. Where do we sit in the range today, and what do you think the options are?
That's a good question. We're approaching the lower end of the trading range. We're kind of challenging, or for corn and beans particularly, the lows we made back here last fall, last January particularly, in corn, per se. So it's going to be kind of important to, hold those chart levels from a technical perspective to keep the market in the sideways trading range. They might go below those lows and clean out sell stops and so forth, but that'll be a good time for some export demand to come in and take advantage of these price breaks. But the same thing we've been seeing since last fall, trading range, we're approaching the lower end. We just need to generate some news in here, give the trade some reason to run her back up towards the upper end of the range here.
Yeah, just so a reminder for folks, on the lead option continuation chart, the low for corn is $3.30.50. For the fall, that happened in the week of September the 29th, and then we've got kind of a double back here in January at the weeks of the 4th and the 11th, where we were down, at 348.50 and 349.50. So that's where that current trade happens. And then just offhand, the current trade as well happens to put the March contract at unchanged at the moment at 355, 354.50. So we're down close to the bottom end of the marketplace for corn. I suppose we'll try to test that bottom maybe before we bounce back up. Do you think we can get down to the 350, 349.5 level again?
I wouldn't be surprised. We're down here. We might as well test and get it over with and get everybody good and bearish. Maybe guys will sell corn here at 350 for a move to 348 or something like that to, generate a good turnaround in through here. But, if the uncertainty in the world economics, outside markets and so forth, the overall atmosphere is, just kind of a concern. And that's been the main driving force in through here. We just need to regain investor confidence and see a situation where some good old-fashioned demand will take advantage of these lower prices.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. By the way, some changes are coming to Illinois Public Media starting the 14th day of March. This Mid-Morning Market Report will go away in most respects. There will be an update at about 2 minutes till the top of the hour, so be aware of that. I'll give you more details on that and some of the reasons why and kind of things it will be doing for producers and farmers and agriculture over the coming months as we move closer to that date, which is the 14th day of March. Here's what the numbers look like in Chicago at this hour. March corn is unchanged at 354.5. May at 358.5 is down 1. July at 363.5, 3/4 lower. And December corn at $3.77 a penny and a quarter lower. March beans now at 8.55 and 3/4 or 3/4 higher. The May is up a quarter at 8.63 and 3/4 and July at 8.70 and a quarter higher. November beans 8.75.5. They're down a half. Bean meal futures in the March at 258.40. The bean oil at 30.92. The meal is up $1.20. The oil is down 11 cents. July soft red winter wheat at $4.60. That's a half higher. The July hard red at $4.66, up a penny and a half. Live cattle futures for the day trading the February at $138.75, $1.20 higher. April up 27.5 cents there. The March feeders are 15 cents higher at $158.80. April at $159.15, up 30. And lean hogs for the day at $70.27.5, down 57.5 cents per 100 weight. Ethanol futures are trading at $1.38.7. That's a tenth of a cent higher. Crude oil futures at $33.22 a barrel, up 44 cents. Gasoline now at $1.02.7. That's a penny higher for the day. And heating oil in the March contract are diesel fuel at $1.07.9, 2 and 8 tenths of a cent higher. Natural gas at $1.72. That's down 0.7%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 16,613 is up 12 points. The U.S. dollar at 98.3 is 0.165 higher, and gold futures on the day at $1,234 even, up $13.50. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. It's the top of the hour, 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone.